Talk to Mr. Weiter. I'm a kabbal tzoyim barzel ma'ir v'chavim. What does tzoyim barzel mean? So tzoyim barzel means like this. It's called tzoyim barzel because you're fully responsible. Like this, a person gives you a behema, and they shots it up, they evaluate it. Right now that behema is worth $500, nice healthy behema. And in 10 years, you have to give him back the behema worth $500. And if it's not, you're going to have to pay in between. So basically, you're leasing the animal, and you're going to give back the exact same animal that you took. That's how it works. How are you paying for it? The whole 10 years you have the animal, any vlodis that it has, you split with the person who gave it to you. That's how you're paying for the lease. But this type of lease has no, you know, damage wave over here. You have to pay exactly what you got to give it back. You got a $500 animal, you have to give it back.
After 10 years, I give $500?
$500, or the animal worth $500, and now the whole, all 10 years as we go along, half the vlodis are split between me and the investor.
That comes off to $500?
No. That does not come off to $500. That $500 doesn't matter what. Tzoyim barzel. It's an iron. Ironclad. So I'm a kabel tzoyim barzel mechavim. So now you have a guy, he gives his cow to Reuven, and they have vlodis. And Reuven and the guy split the vlodis, right? They split the vlodis. So that's pashut, the firstborn of the animal for sure is pashut from Bechar, because the animal belongs to the guy. I'm saying it belongs to the guy. Tzoyim barzel belongs to the guy. The question is, the vlodis, are they chayiv Bechar? You know, they have two babies. I have one baby, you have one baby. No, each takes one baby, right? Not you, the guy. Me and the guy. I have one baby, the guy has another baby. And my baby now has a firstborn. Are you chayiv?
No.
The cow belongs to the guy. Every vlad, each one takes a vlad.
They don't split the vlad.
They take, each one takes this. Every baby is born. I take one, you take one, the guy takes one, the other one, back and forth. Each one takes their own vlad. Now that vlad that I have has a firstborn. Are you chayiv? Why not? So let's see. I'm a kavod to Rabbi Chavim. It's not shutvis. I just said it's not shutvis. Each one gets a vlad. V'lisayim peturim. The halacha is that my vlad has a bechar. You potter. And vlade v'lisayim chayavim. But when my behemah has a third generation, that third generation will be chayav bechayra on its kids, which is the fourth generation will be chayav bechayra. What's the reason? You ask, what's the reason? The reason is because the guy, he wants to get his $500. So he has no qualms about taking your animal. If the main animal is not around anymore for 10 years, he'll take the son. He'll take, you know, the child. He'll take that child. And therefore, since he takes that child, he looks at that's his mashkin, and therefore he has shtickle bialos in it. That's the var. There's still a bias in that one.
Every vlad's also mashkin for the lahava.
For the mother. Yeah. Second generation. What? Generation number two. What? So all the generation of all the second.
After the first 10, he's paid back for sure.
No, he doesn't. He looks at everyone that's his. The whole second generation, he looks at that's a chrayis for him. Looks, you know what? You know, any investor, you know, I don't know the business so good, but when you make a loan, you look at what I could grab. You know what I could grab? The building, you know, it's a good building. If it's a bad building, here they look at what you could grab. He looks at it as he's very he looks very, you know, he's very confident. He has the kids.
He has right to all of them.
He has a kid. Yeah, it's a mashkin. Yeah, legally he has right to anything. Like Moshe was saying, he's right to anything in the guy's house. He's responsible. But what he looks at in his head is that I have my vlodis to grab. You know, he wants to look at something. He doesn't know how much the guy money has. He looks at what he could grab. That's what he takes. So yechayav hemiv l'seim tachlisim l'seim. Let's say they spoke out in the contract that the vlodis are going to take the place of the mother. So then it goes another generation down. Then vlodis b'turim. Even the third generation doesn't have a din b'chayr for its kids. But vlada is then chayavim. Then the fifth generation will be chayav mechar, not the fourth. Then it'll go down one generation. Shemumilaymer, I feel like everyone's saying here. I feel like it's sarap turim. Any generation afterwards, shachareis mevichavim. He looks at everything as a chrayis to him. The whole anything that comes out of his animals is a chrayis, and therefore he's part of everything. That's what Shemumil says. It's a shaila. The pashas is, but we'll see them early on. They'll talk about that.
If the kids follow the Yisrael, if the brothers follow the Yisrael,
right, that is.
And the guy's chos only to go after them.
Right, that's enough. That's enough of bechor. That's enough. Yeah, it's enough of bechor.
I don't have to really buy this right now.
Right, yeah. It's called one calls a yad ayuchav beemza. That's some kind of bialus of a mashkin. It's like a mashkin. That's the word. Yeah.
I mean, as long as he doesn't have 100% ownership.
Yeah, the Yisrael doesn't have ownership. Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. So now the end of the Mishnah is a new thing, which we're going to discuss on Shabbos' blat, the end of the Mishnah. Rachel Shiyodim in Eiz, a sheep that gives birth to a goat, the Eiz Shiyodim in Rachel, or a goat gives birth to a sheep. Turim of Chayr, which is called a Nidmeh. If the Oyam doesn't remember that, they should, learn the steps tomorrow. You'll learn that 20 times, yeah, about Nidmeh. Nidmeh is part of Chayr. From yet, this is the Mishnah. This is the place. This is where it comes from. This is the Makar. But yes, by mixing simonim is chayiv. If it has some simonim similar to the parent, that makes it to the mother. Let's say that makes it chayiv b'char. Okay, that's the second half of the Mishnah, which we'll discuss tomorrow on Shabbos is blah. But let's first get the first half of the Mishnah very close. We got it very close. We saw that there's a din patam of chayra if because the guy has episabilis in the children. It sounds like since the Yisrael never paid fit, the owner never got money, we're looking at it belongs to the guy, right? We're looking at the mother, the main behemoth, we're looking at it looks like the guy. They say that's for sure, Potter. No question about it. This is talking about, this is Masechtas Bav Metzia in Perek Ezu Neshach, the Mishnah like this. Says he can't accept. Reuven can't accept certain barrels of Shimon. Why? If you look at it like this, Reuven got himself an animal. He owes $500. He's not paying it till 10 years. What? And so why the guy let him get away with it? Because I'm giving him blood this for 10 years. Mam pasta rivers. That says in the Mishnah. Aim mekabim certain barrels of Yisrael place rivers. Alma b'shusha the mekabel kaime. We see that it belongs to the guy who's taking care of it. And he took a loan. It's his rishus, and he owes the money because it says rivers. Very good kasha. Our mishnah sounds like it belongs to the guy, and here it sounds like it belongs to the guy who was on Kabul, and therefore it's rivers. You get a kasha? What? Yeah, mavlotzah. I owe the money. He's even more mavlotzah. It's like I bought something. I bought it. I owe the money, $500. I give him the payment back. I have a clause that I can give back the item also. But yeah, it's you owe the money. Zokta Gemara. One case is where the owner was Makabal Unzvazula, and therefore it belongs to him still. The case of Mesechtas Bav Metzia, Loi Kabal Unzvazula, there the owner was Makabal Unzim and going up and down. Yeah, very good. And the case of the Ribbis is that the Makabal, he's paying for Ointim and going down in price. So therefore, that's called a Mevla Yitzar. Then that belongs to him more. Which in our case, our Mishnah, my case, where the guy is still responsible for anything Ointis happens in the thing. He's just like, a regular Makabal. And the Mishnah there is talking, Bob and C is talking about that the person who's taking care of it, he's the guy who's Chai for Ointim Zulah. So therefore, it's like, Ma'am Shava. Amle Rava. The kibala unzvazula. If the guy's mekabel unzvazula, this is Moshe's kasha. Tzoyin barzel karosla. You call it tzoyin barzel. The whole thing of tzoyin barzel means that it's iron and you have to give it back. So how can you say that the guy's mekabel unzvazula? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is he's my paska. Like how do you call? Even if you figure it out, that's called tzoyin barzel. But in two mesectas, tzoyin barzel here means one thing. There means another thing. Doesn't make sense. Like how do you know when which tzoyin barzel means what? Third kasha, Tony Sefer, but Mitzia, it says in the Sefer, I have Makabim Tzoyin Barzal and Rechavim, because you're allowed to take ribbons from a guy. So Makabim Tzoyin Barzal and Rechavim, you're allowed to give ribbons to a guy. I have Makabim Tzoyin, both ways, I have Makabim Tzoyin Barzal and Rechavim. So lift leg, but listen every day. Why do you have to say to a guy, say even by Tzoyin Barzal, I have a chilik. When is the halacha that's ribbis? When the person giving it was makabel into zula, makabel into zula. If the person giving it was makabel into zula, shapadami, then it's mutter because it belongs to the guy giving it. So therefore, Rava has three kashas on bias chat, like a bias chat. Elam Rava idvidi like makabel into zula. The case was like it's real time barzel, and the person was makabel, he has to pay for the insin and zula. So that's why we know it's ribbis. I hear why pata from bechar. A special reason. The guy who came to get his money, he didn't give it to him. He'll grab any behemoth he can see. He'll take the vlodas today. Hare yad or have a yad v'chavim be'emsa v'chol yad v'chavim be'emsa p'turim v'mechayra. It's called the guy has a certain amount of bilis in it because he can come grab it. It's like a mashkin to him, and therefore that's enough to patter you from mechayra. Patter from mechayra needs very little bilis in it. This is enough bilis to patter you from mechayra. So of course we're saying it is like a milvalah itzah, but still, since the guy looks at it as a mashkin, looks at it as he could grab it.
What's it? What could he grab?
The behema, the mother, the children. He looks at all those stuff, therefore you're part of it.
If the owner didn't accept,
no, the owner didn't accept.
It's a regular case.
Right, right. Okay, nothing special. There's nothing special about it. They're saying that really it belongs. No chiddush, use this. It belongs to the guy who's taking care of it. It belongs to him. So why part of him car? The chiddush is because since he owes money to the guy, and if the guy doesn't get his money, he's going to come grab the animal or the children. Therefore, it's called Yad Ha'ayvachavim Be'emtza.
If the Yid has a tractor.
Right.
The Yid borrows a tractor.
Borrows
a tractor for a guy.
Yeah.
And the Yid also has an animal.
Yeah.
Is that animal not potter?
No, because he's not going to grab the animal.
Why not?
He'll grab the tractor.
Tractor broke.
See, he won't lend it. That's what's dumb. No tractor, nothing yet. No, don't worry about that. Not because there's nothing specific. Here, this is specific.
That's what he thinks.
Because that's what he plans taking. Yeah, there's no more violence. That's what he plans on taking. That sounds like I said plans on gravity over here. Okay, let's go right. Now everything we just explained the Mishnah will go out the door because the Chalakis Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda over here. I'm saying we explained like Rav Huna. We'll see Rav Yehuda learns a little different. It's all different generations. That's all. I'm Rav Huna. Vlodois Keturim. That means the second generation, if it has a Bechar, it's Potter. The third generation, if it has a firstborn, it'll be Chai. That's Rav Huna. That's how we explain the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Imer. No, the third generation is also potter. The fourth generation is the one who's chayiv. The fourth generation has a baby, it's chayiv. That's what Rehuda says. So, if anyone has a problem with the Mishnah, not like that, the Gemara will ask the Kasha. Our Mishnah maybe doesn't sound like this. But let's see, the Gemara is going to have to answer a question on the Mishnah. Tanan. Look at the Mishnah. Hemed Vlodois Tachasim Miseim. If you told the guy that the Vlodois are responsible, Tachasim Miseim, then our Mishnah says, Vlad Vlad Turum. Then the third generation is part of a Mechar. Sounds like. Taima the Hemet. Only by Hemet, Tachasim, Seyem, do you say third generation is Potter. Haloi Hemet. If you didn't put the third generation, you didn't put the mother, the Vlad is Tachas, the Imai, then the third generation is Chayiv. It sounds like Rav Huna. Chifta the Rav Yehuda. Omnach Rav Yehuda. Who are the Nafka of Loi Hemet? It's always the halach is that the third generation is Potter. And which means its children are Potter. That he usually is going to grab the bina, so we think that it doesn't go further. Still, the chesh is have a kamid loy hemid vlodois turim and vlodois are chayav. We would think that maybe since the guy's kaiches are on the vlodos, so maybe she potter forever. And
is it because the guy has the right to the kids?
Yeah.
To the grandchildren also?
You would think maybe that when you're making that up, he means to say is he has right to all the vlodos, all the rest of the generations. Everyone should potter. Kamashlan, even by this case, the fourth generation will be chai. That's the chiddush. That's what he's saying. It's really, it's the same halacha as loy hemed. Why did it speak it out by hemed? Speak it out by hemed to teach us that the fourth generation is still chayiv. You would think that the fourth generation is not chayiv, and the reader, you don't read hava, kamid loy hemed, and loy zrim loy chayavim. That's what the halacha is. That's the same halacha that even by Bina, Tachas Ima, it's the same halacha as the regular case. That's the chiddush. You would think maybe it goes even further down. Kamashla, no. That's Rav Yehuda's, Rav Yehuda, that's the chiddush of this price.
That's also what the guy in Yisrael made up in there.
Yeah. This
Ten
Barzal is. No, Ten Barzal is good, but here, what he made up is Hamid Bina Tachas Ima, that's already a different level.
Okay. Not according to Judah.
What?
Not according to Judah.
Same thing. Same thing. What's a chiddush? Chiddush is that doesn't go further. That is a chiddush. Good for the chiddush. That'll be good for the chiddush. Oh, so we'll stop over here right now.